Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To Eric Bay we go, president of the Alliance for Neighborhood Prosperity. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thanks for taking the time. Tell me...
go ahead.
Well, what were you going to say?
I'll say, if anybody wants to come and clean out all the clothes out of my house and get the pictures off the wall and come on over for the weekend, that'd be great.
But don't donate them to the Goodwill, or is that what you're saying?
No, well, donate. Look, my children love the Goodwill store.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, do you want to get rid of your clothing? Is what I'm asking, or do you just want them to move it?
Look, I could barely afford the clothing that I
That's the point, Eric. Tell me about short-term rentals and why they are a good thing and why they are not bad for neighborhoods.
That argument's very divisive, as you know. In New Orleans, we have about 4,000 licensed vacation rentals in the city. Currently, they're all licensed. They've paid a licensing fee. They're regulated. They're enforced if there are any provisions of the advertising law they're breaking. They are taxed. We've collected over $6 million in hotel motel taxes and over $500,000 earmarked to on a special assessment that hotels cannot pay to the Neighborhood Housing Improvement Fund, so a city council earmarked fund that goes to affordable housing. What they do is they reintroduce into commerce houses that might have been blighted or abandoned, or someone comes in, renovates, upgrades a house, typically makes it the nicest, most well-kept house on the block. It brings local businesses, whether the restaurants or the shops that might not be visited by tourists who are coming downtown, generates some income into their business models in the neighborhoods, and it allows people to come in and get an idea of what it is like living in or staying in the Treme or Uptown or Bywater for a few days and enjoy a home, a vacation rental home, like they want to as a family. That being said, there's a lot of negatives that we as an industry and we as a city need to embrace and control.
What are they, Eric?
Well, typically either the house next door to you, either a renter or an owner or a renter for a year or a renter for a week, mm-hmm. You want to make sure that they're being mindful of the neighbors, being respectful of right to quiet time, to the fact that maybe the people next door do need to get up at 9 o'clock and go to work and they're not here on vacation. But those mechanisms are all controlled currently under regular code enforcement. If your neighbor's being loud, you ask your neighbor to please turn down the music or the noise. If not, you call 311 or you call 911. You want to make sure that they're taking in and out the trash. Typically, the owner or manager of that house is doing that, but we want to make sure that that guest is still maintaining that residential use of renting a vacation rental in compliance with everyone else on the block. They also want to make sure that they're not widespread. We advocated 3 years ago in writing on formal paper to city council and city planning that we were looking for sensible regulations. Less restrict, make sure you couldn't have more than two per block face. Let's put a total percentage by neighborhood. You couldn't exceed, say, 3% in any entire district.
That's what you were looking for, Eric?
We were looking to do that.
That's
the total number citywide. Make sure this doesn't, potentially become get out of hand. To make sure that we're protecting neighborhoods,
the integrity, and it doesn't become a neighborhood of Airbnbs, which would really detract from what it is you're trying to accomplish, right?
Exactly. Now, people come to New Orleans because they want to see the culture of New Orleans. Well, by bringing people into those neighborhoods, we're introducing them to that culture in that neighborhood, but we also want to make sure that it doesn't become a cultural void by incentivizing out-of-state operators, large corporations, to come in and take over a neighborhood, because then there is no culture, and then there is nothing unique to that character of that neighborhood. So we understand almost every argument that an opposition would come, or opposition mind would come and approach, and we're very much looking to work with those groups, the new city council, like we did with the previous city council, and new administration, like we did with the former, and find and strike a balance. Because to give you or me or the average New Orleans citizen a chance to build private wealth without having any subsidy, without having any government assistance to turn their second home, or they've owned rental properties and now they can't get a renter in there, to allow them to generate wealth, create taxes and revenue for the city.
Eric, before we run out of time, let me ask you about the hotel industry. Have you got any pushback from them? Are they in favor of it, against it, somewhere in between?
The hotel industry has been for years, nationwide as well in New Orleans, completely against vacation rentals. It's a direct competition to their monopoly, and I understand where they're coming from. They need to protect their hotel rooms. We also need to protect our owners of our homes and the 10,000 people that we employ at a living wage. The Hotel Association originally wanted to level the playing field with a tax, but now they are absolutely lobbying neighborhood groups, city council persons, anyone that they can, to try to highlight all the potential negatives of vacation rentals in order to protect their business.
Eric,
we got to understand they're businessmen.
Yeah, we got to run. I appreciate the time. Eric Bay, president of the Alliance for Neighborhood Prosperity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.